and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Doing absolutely wonderful, but I want a producer. I want a producer for the show. I want a producer, and I want to be on camera with you, and I want to be in a studio with you, and I want to embed this stuff in our own website, have our own channel up, so we can't be censored by YouTube. But I'm still doing great, even though
okay.
we don't have that. And that's completely out of the blue. But, you know, here's the deal. You know, I do my own research. You know, we do this stuff the best we possibly can, keeping the cost down. And, you know, I've done so much TV, I mean national TV shows, you know, and local TV shows in huge cities and huge markets. And what they do, they have you getting interviewed, and you're talking to the host or two hosts, and you're either a little semicircle, you're behind a desk, or you're just kind of sitting in some chairs and with a table in front of you. And what they do is they give you three cameras, sometimes four. And what they do is they have three people on the cameras or four people on the cameras. Then they have one person standing between the cameras, and you got these big cue cards. Basically, they're called teleprompters, and they're telling you what they need to say, what questions you need to say, that kind of stuff. And then what they do is they have the person running around telling you which camera is fixing to come on next so you can make eye contact with the camera. That's what I'm used to doing. I've been doing that for a long time. And so it gives you a much cleaner video presentation. So, guys, just pray for us. And if you feel as though that's something you want us to do, just go ahead and just send us some emails. We'll try to set that up. But I'm not sure how to do all of that at this point. I tried a couple of years ago to get it set up. But the problem is, let's say we want to stream it live on Facebook. Well, they're going to take that down immediately. If we want to put it live on YouTube, they're going to take that down immediately. Now, let me tell you why I know that. This Judy McCovid that we talked about yesterday, that most alternative talk show hosts who are compromised are not talking about. Now, this is that video that we talked about yesterday, Plandemic, that was taken down before the show was over with yesterday. Again, it's been completely censored. Almost all, okay, Epic Times, Breitbart, Drudge, you know, Daily Mail, nobody's discussing her at all, period, ever, all right? Now, Zero Hedge is talking about how she's being basically blackballed and eviscerated and being told that she's telling us the truth. I mean, Zero Hedge is on point. They're probably the best news aggregator out there. So I'm going to make a statement. If your news aggregator is not putting videos up about the pandemic with Judy McCovitz, doctor, she has a PhD in virology, because you can see they posted on our website, you got to question the reasoning and why they're doing it. I'm not saying they're compromised. I just got to question, why are they not doing this? Because, guys, all the narratives now are pushing this towards a China issue, China war, China did this to us, China did a 9/11, China, 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 China. Okay. Here's what no one wants to discuss, that the central bank in China is controlled by the Rothschilds. That means the money supply, money for everything else in China is controlled by Rothschilds. The central bank in the United States is controlled by the Rothschilds. You know, why in the world would these boys at Fort Detrick or in Canada or wherever they're doing their research with this COVID virus, including China, why would they release it on their own population with a genome-specific virus? I mean, to kill Chinese. That makes absolutely no sense. Well, let's release it in America and kill as many Americans as we want just for fun. And let's blame it on, you know, our scientists or blame it on whatever. You don't do stuff like that in war. You don't kill your own population just to prove a point. You don't do stuff like that. So we're being given this narrative now, this China's bad, China's bad. China has produced an act of war. Now China's saying that we created the AIDS crisis. We need to pay for what happened with AIDS. You know, so all of this stuff is just rhetoric that's being pushed through by Reuters and AP Wire. All rhetoric. All of this is to push Agenda 2030. Let's think about 2030. You know, think about what they're doing as far as Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Vision 2050. These are the United Nations Rothschilds plans. Remember, the United States is controlled by the Rothschilds. To depopulate the planet from 7.5 billion down to 500 million, and basically to rule humanity under a quote-unquote communist fascist oligarchy, a one-world government, by the year 2030. And this is what these cabalists want. They want to abolish patriotism, nationalism. They want to abolish all private property. They want to abolish inheritance and basically crawl. Basically, if you inherit stuff, you basically lose it. They want to abolish your right to bear arms, which they're doing, especially in Canada right now. They want to abolish the nuclear family. They want to make your children get raised by the state. They want to destroy the nation's status. They want to establish a communist world government, which is really going to be under the Kabbalah Noahide laws. They don't want to have any national boundaries. They just want to have districts. They want a world government that will give the globalists, the Kabbalists, absolute control over the world's resources and population. Plus, they want to chip everybody with an RFID implant to have total control to track us wherever we go. This is the Orwellian world that we have found ourselves living in. I mean, you know, people even realize this. You know, we got Madonna and global scientists are putting out calls for the world never to go back to normal. Madonna, the Kabbalist. You know, we got a huge taste of this new normal when we just look at the news every single day. I mean, this is where they want to take us. They want to put us under the Noahide laws, which means worshiping Jesus Christ is punishable by beheading. And what no one wants to think about or talk about is the interdimensional entity influence in all of this, the demons and the things and all the other planes of existence that we don't see with our eyes, that we don't want to think about, that CERN's trying to open gates into. They don't want us to talk about the war in the heavenlies. Remember, the Bible says this battle is not a matter of flesh and blood, but of these principalities and all these other places. And this is what's happening right now on this planet. There's like a war going on for the very soul of mankind. And God knew that. Remember, he's omnipresent. That's why he inserted Jesus Christ into the timeline so that we would have a way out of this mess. I mean, quite frankly, we've really, in German, you'd call it, the term is called eingebuttet. And then that really what that means is to be painted into the corner. And basically, in German, it means butted. It means to be buttered or to be buttered into the corner. So basically what it means is that we've got ourselves into a trap. You know, we've allowed ourselves access to these entities through satanic rituals. This is what humans have done. This is what happened when, you know, when we lost control of the Garden of Eden and Lucifer took over from Adam and Eve. And we've got ourselves now in a situation where a lot of people, through their ritual sex magic, talked to by Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons, you know, from Jet Propulsion Laboratories or Jack Parsons Laboratories, who was a known Satanist before NASA got started. He actually started NASA with rockets. He was given technology from these entities. Just thought I'd let you guys know what happened. These people were doing all these crazy rituals to open up pathways into the other world and talking to these entities and getting this advanced technology from them. You know, these angels and demons or whatever you want to call it, and bad angels. You see, well, you say, well, that sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't sound weird, but this is from the Bible. This is what the Bible talks about with these other things that we don't see. So we can't discount it. We got to know that that part's true. As Christians, we have to accept that. But the fact that human beings do this, they want more and more and more and more information from these things. I talked a little about it yesterday on the show. Just want to go one more notch into it because there's a lot of hard stuff to deal with and to believe. But we got to remember, the Bible told us these other things are real, and they're out there. We just have to understand that our God is still in control. Here's what the globalists are doing right now. In Hawaii, people are being arrested as rogue tourists are basically wandering and going shopping and going to the grocery store and sitting on the beach by themselves. They're being arrested and put in jail and fined. Well, here's my response to Hawaii, which has basically been devastated by this because they're a tourism economy. Here's the thing, Hawaii. Pound salt. I'm never visiting you again. I've been there multiple times. I'll never go back to Hawaii again because of what you guys are doing. Unless I'm stuck there on a layover on an overseas flight to the Pacific or whatever. I'm not going there. If they want to treat people like this, it's ludicrous. They can't be doing stuff like this. In Alabama, a Walmart cop, police officer off duty, basically started arguing with this black lady, he was black also, about social distancing rules. It ends up, he picks her up, handcuffs her, slams her on a face plant on the concrete over social distancing rules. Is this where we're supposed to go? 52% of small businesses says they probably aren't going to make it through this. The worst job reports in history. 20.5 million jobs lost as unemployment rate has now hit a record 14.7%. It's actually much, much higher than that. Automakers in chaos as broke rental car companies are now stopping orders from new vehicles because they don't know what to do with the vehicles they have. And all of this stuff is just happening as we speak. And here's why they're doing this, is to stop the momentum. The reason we still have partials in the economy, like the building and industrial sectors, as far as housing, that's still pushing forward, are the homes that were in the pipelines that had already had contracts signed on them, or developments that have already been signed as far as with the banks that have already been approved. Once that pipeline stops, it's going to be game over for the industry, for this industry. And what it's going to do, all of these things are going to have trickle-down effects. And they're going to have all this. This sector is going to collapse, which is going to collapse this sector, which is going to collapse this sector, which is going to collapse this sector. This is what they want. Yesterday, I was reading in Zero Hedge, and they said what they want is a controlled Weimar Republic collapse. Control, because Weimar was out of control. I told you guys that 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. They want to control Weimar. And now they're not quoting me, but they're saying that. Now, whether they heard that from this show or not, I don't know. But that's what they want. And that's what these guys are set on doing, because this will bring in their agenda 2030 and 2050. You've got to get people as helpless as you possibly can. The good news is for us is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. That's what the Word of God tells us. And that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. There'll never be another time like this in our lifetimes to witness to the people who are lost and to tell people the truth and the glory of Jesus Christ. We just got to get the pastors off the potty, so to speak, and get them to start talking, go back to church, and tell everybody what's going on. Listen to me, pastors, right now. I love you guys. You guys, you have a tremendous calling in your lives. But how much worse does it have to get for you to get off the pot? I'm being real straight with you right now. They stopped your church services. Most churches are down to 10 to 20 to 30% of revenue streams. They're laying off almost their entire staffs. They're losing their mortgages. They're losing their churches. They're losing everything. How much worse does it have to get before you guys start talking about this stuff and forget about the Johnson Amendment? And even if you lose your 501(c) corporation status, okay, at least you're going out with your boots on and you can start it back up without a 501(c) corporation. Hey, guys, get some testosterone going. And start telling the people the truth of what's happening. A lot of you guys are on video feed. A lot of you guys are doing all of this stuff. Guys, tell them the truth. There was a pastor out of Texas. I got to give the guy credit, man. He laid it out. Just straight laid it out. His video's gone viral because he's telling his people the truth. Guys, if you don't want to have this happen to us as we're sleeping, you need to wake up and stop it. What do you think, Oz?
I think you're 100% right. I think we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and I think a lot of people are kind of getting that feeling where, oh, there's not much we can do. We just have to deal with what's happening now. Well, yeah, you're right. We do have to deal with what's happening, but that doesn't mean we have to lay down and go quietly into the night about it. We can be vocal. We can say, we're not going to do this. That's why, you guys, I've been talking for last month and a half about civil disobedience, and now it's finally taking hold. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, you guys saw this yesterday, he had to step in now and sign an executive order to get Shelley Luther released from jail. The judge would not listen to the attorney general. He refused it. He said, no, she's in jail. She's going to do 7 days in jail because basically I think I am God on earth as a judge. And the governor has stepped in and said, no, not going to happen. He signed an executive order retroactively eliminating any type of jail time for a citizen who violates the stay-at-home rules, which I'm actually really proud of this guy. This is one of the first governors, actual governors of a state we have seen stand up to absolute insane tyranny. This is ridiculous. And he went on to say, he goes, throwing Texans in jail who have had their business shut down through no fault of their own is completely nonsensical, and I will not allow it to happen. That is why I modified my executive order to ensure confinement is not a punishment for any violation of a stay-at-home order. This order is retroactive to April 7 and supersedes all local orders and will apply to Shelley Luther as well. At some county judges advocate for releasing hardened criminals from jail to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It's absurd to have these business owners take their place. I talked to one of my sheriff buddies yesterday. He's on SWAT, and we were talking about this, and he goes, I've never really even understood, I've never really thought that we could reach this level. He goes, we're releasing people from jail, even in Tampa and so forth, that are multi-felons, violent felons, California, Texas, all over the country. We're releasing violent felons that we have personally, he said, this is sheriff, we have personally thrown in jail for violent felony charges. And we're releasing them now. And now we're throwing women in jail for trying to work and feed their kids and they're completely healthy. They've already shown now that the whole wearing a mask in this quarantine has done absolutely nothing. We've already shown that beaches are incredibly effective at keeping you healthy. This is a topic nobody wants to talk about. The asinine locking down of beaches has been, in my opinion, to intentionally cause as much health problems as possible. A lot of people don't realize vitamin D is made by the sun. I haven't figured that out yet. Sun is incredibly important. Not to mention when you go out in the water, when you go out in the sand, it helps your body ground as well. It also, the minerals and the salt in the sand have incredibly therapeutic health benefits. Magnesium, potassium, iodine, they're all incredibly good for therapeutic issues. And not on top of that, they have found that going to the beach and being out in the sun and being out in the salt massively reduces anxiety and depression. So if you know that the salt and the sand and the magnesium and the vitamin D and the air is incredibly healthy for you to go to the beach, why in the world would you ban that? The answer is only one answer. The only question is, it answers one question to me. They're intentionally trying to make people as sick and as angry as possible. There's a new article that came out. This is incredible. It's a new research published on PubMed. I'm going to publish it on the website today. It's entitled, Evidence that Vitamin D Supplementation Could Reduce Risk of Influenza and COVID-19 Infections and Death. Did you just hear what I said? This is incredible information, and it's basically published by 7 different MDs. And the abstract is, I'll post on the website so you guys go into detail if you want on it. It says, the world is in the grip of the COVID-19 pandemic. Public health measures that can reduce the risk of infection and death. In addition, the article reviews the roles of vitamin D in reducing the risk of respiratory tract infections and knowledge about the epidemiology of influenza and COVID-19 and how vitamin D supplementation might be a useful measure to reduce the risk. Are you kidding me right now? We've been talking about this for decades. And we have doctors, I mean well-published doctors and peer-reviewed journals that have extensive backgrounds in this, coming out and saying vitamin D is essential. They're now starting to find that a large percentage of the people that they have tested that are hospitalized for COVID-19 are vitamin D deficient. Remember a couple of years ago, I brought you guys the article, I mentioned it's been like 2-3 years ago now, and they were saying that the vitamin D deficiency in the United States is at an all-time high, and it's probably going to cause issues with immune system problems in the future, because vitamin D is so crucial to the body. Yet we're told we can't go to the beach because you don't want to catch a virus, when that is literally one of the least likely places you could possibly get sick because of the spread of area, the wind, the sun, the heat, the minerals, the antimicrobial properties of the salt, all of that, yet they tell you can't go there. But at the same time, they say Planned Parenthood abortions are essential. Liquor stores are essential. Those are essential things you need to be able to do. But going to the beach, even going to church, no, that's not essential, guys. And now we have a bill being put through Congress, and Dad brought it up to me right before the air, and I wanted to triple check it to make sure this was not some fake news. And it is 100% accurate. It is listed on congress.gov. And they essentially, you can go on here, I look on here all on a regular basis, and you can look and see what bills have been introduced in the Congress. And they have introduced Bill H.R. 6666. It was introduced on May 1st, a week ago. And the title of it is COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Trace Act. I'm going to post it up there and you guys can read into it and figure out what you guys think of this, but essentially what it goes into this bill is it says it authorizes the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities. Here we go again. Eligible entities. This is contracts with corporations and pharmaceutical companies that conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and as necessary at individuals' residence and other purposes. If this bill passes, it essentially would be giving the government the authority to come in your home and test you under the guise of COVID-19 danger. It also in the bill, if you guys bother to read the bottom of it, it gives out, it basically puts out $100 billion in grant money to be distributed to pretty much anybody that puts a bid in that can put tests together, mobile units together, health as far as screening, contact tracing units together. These were the apps that I was warning you guys about a week and a half ago that Google put together and multiple universities have been working on, where they're going to give you a COVID-19 health score, meaning if you go around and you don't social distance properly and your phone comes in contact with other people more than 6 feet and you're around somebody that may have tested positive for COVID-19, your health risk score is going to go up, meaning eventually they're going to quarantine you and not allow you to go to things like work, church, school, stores, so forth. This has already happened in China. This bill, H.R. 6666, you would think they would at least try to put a 7 in there. I mean, golly, guys. I mean, could they slap you in the face any harder with this? And this, in the bill, the problem with the bill is, and I was reading part of it while Dad was talking in the beginning. The issue with this bill is it's so vague. It literally puts out $100 billion in grant money to essentially give carte blanche anything to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing and contact tracing and mobile health units for screening and testing. It's like a blank check is what it is. And I can promise you right now, this bill, if they get this through, which, by the way, this isn't some bill that some Yahoo put forth in, you know, Hawaii or Alaska. This bill has 45 co-sponsors already. 45 co-sponsors. And so it was put forward by Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat out of Illinois. Imagine that. This is something that's quite troubling. And so everybody needs to realize this kind of stuff can't go through. The longer that we sit back and allow them to do this, because remember, guys, remember, just what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, it was, we got to flatten the curve. You know, you guys do the best you can, social distance. We have to shut stuff down for a couple weeks. Remember, they said this, got to shut it down for like 3 to 4 weeks. We got to social distance. Now, all of a sudden, they changed the narrative, and now it's, oh, we're going to be basically forcing quarantine on you, and we're going to arrest you if you don't stay shut down for longer than a month. Oh, and now it's taken a step further, that now we have goons like Fauci on TV saying, well, guess what, guys, now we're probably going to have to lock down the country until we get a vaccine together. Even though we've seen the death rates drastically drop, we've seen now, we've had doctors from all over the country on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on every single thing you can possibly post a video, and they're talking about how COVID-19 is basically being listed on for almost every single death now. We see that doctors are coming out and saying, this doesn't make sense. And we actually, for the first time in recent history, we have a massive portion of the medical community that is basically saying that the mainstream narrative in the government is not accurate anymore. We've seen for years the mainstream medical model has pretty much gone along with the pharmaceutical industry, has gone along with the vaccine model, has gone along with big government and big pharma. We've seen that now. Now, we have a huge portion of the medical community contradicting what we're being told from the government and from the mainstream media. That is epic, guys. Understand what type of momentum we have here, and you have to get this information out here. When we have doctors publishing studies discussing the evidence that vitamin D supplementation can reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections and death, yet at the same time, we have nothing in mainstream media from the government discussing it, and all they want to talk about now is the next multi-billion dollar contract they're going to give to the next vaccine manufacturer that can fast-forward a RNA vaccine that Dr. Judy Mackovich has already said are not effective and are not safe, and they have never been approved by the FDA, yet we're fast-forwarding them. And basically, you have Trump signing executive orders to push forward at warp speed, Operation Warp Speed, to push through an RNA vaccine that's never been approved for human usage, to now take a vaccine that normally vaccines take anywhere from 3 to 10 years to get approval. 3 to 10 years.
And now we're going to have this vaccine approved in less than a year, in like 8 to 10 months. They want to have the first doses ready by December 2020. And we're supposed to sit back and say, oh, guys, it's all for our health. It's all for the plan, guys. You got to understand. You got to trust the plan. The plan is, you know, all of a sudden, right at the end, before everybody's about to get forcibly inoculated with an RNA vaccine with SWAT teams, Trump's going to come out and say, hey, I'm going to do all these formal indictments, and I got 150,000 sealed indictments, and we're going to arrest Hillary Clinton now. You got to trust the plan, guys. I'm going to arrest Hillary right before this happens.
It's just not true.
Guys, come on. I'm still getting emails from people babbling on about this. They're doing it to pacify the patriots. I've told you guys before, I do truly believe at the beginning, when Trump was running for office, he really, truly wanted to make America great again. I don't think any president, I don't even think we, fully understand, once you get into that office, the level of depravity, manipulation, sadistic behavior that you're exposed to, and you realize that you absolutely have no control. I really believe that. I think it's all fun and games. You remember, Trump was not in politics. He was not in Congress. He was not in Senate. He did none of that. He was a business guy that basically was wrapped up with the mob and all the bankers. So when he got into office, before he got there, I truly think he thought, dude, I'm going to work my way through this. I'm going to sling some deals. I'm going to throw some cash. I'm going to use my pull. I'm going to manipulate the bankers like they try to manipulate me, and I work with the mob. We're going to make America great again, and we're going to show everybody we can get this economy booming. And I think he got into office, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, by the way, you're president now. Guess what? Everything you think you're going to do, you're going to do nothing, and you're going to like it. And if you don't like it, we're either going to kill you, or we're going to kill your family, or we're going to formally ruin you. That's how I think it pretty much goes, personally. Because almost everybody I've talked to that's ever been into politics has said the level of depravity, manipulation, and greed knows no bounds in politics anymore. I mean, I know people here that have worked their way through county commissioners and all these different areas and are some of the most greediest, sadistic people I've ever met when it comes to manipulating the overall health and well-being of the economy and the local areas. I mean, we've had people, I'm not going to name names, we've had people that have taken bribes and cash and did things, allegedly, to try to get certain facilities built and try to get certain things approved that the entire community said no to. This is what happens in politics. So understand, guys, we're being lied to. Wake up and see the truth. We have articles now with doctors discussing the evidence of vitamin D supplementation could reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections and death. This is not my words. This is the title of the article. This is the title of the article. And at the same time, we have Congress putting forward H.R. Bill 6666 to basically allow carte blanche immunity for anybody to go in and test and put up contact tracing with $100 billion in grant money. This is what's really going on right now. And at the same time now, when we have all this stuff going on, the San Antonio City Council has now unanimously passed a resolution. San Antonio, Texas, has passed a resolution to declare that the terms Chinese virus and Kung Flu virus are now hate speech. I can't even make this up, guys. They said the resolution being voted on, San Antonio City Council, this morning, now labels Chinese virus and Kung Flu virus as hate speech, and all persons are encouraged to report any anti-Semitic, discriminatory, or racist incidents to the proper authorities for investigation. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The council is more concerned with bad words that are offensive than they're concerned about releasing violent felons from jail. But they're more concerned about arresting paddleboarders by themselves out in the ocean and making sure that churches do not operate and making sure that Planned Parenthood stays funded and making sure that liquor stores stay open and at the same time making sure that the entire populace never sees the truth about what is going on. Please forward these shows. Forward these articles if you don't want to forward the shows. Read them for yourself. Do your own research, and please wake up. And I've told you guys before, the virus, no doubt, is real. I've talked to people that have had severe problems or allegedly had severe problems with it, people that have recovered from it. There's no doubt. But hey, guess what, guys? There's a lot of viruses out there. There's things called hepatitis and HIV and the flu and all kinds of other things you can get sick from. But we don't shut down the entire economic system of the country because we're scared. Not any point in history have we ever seen mandatory quarantining of healthy individuals and shutting down businesses for extended periods of time and arresting individuals that are still trying to make a living while they're fully healthy and even following the guidelines of social distancing, as stupid as that is. We've never seen this before in history. Wake up and realize this is no longer about a virus, and it is about stripping us of our rights and bringing in the United States into a full-blown New World Order that you will have no rights whatsoever, and forced inoculations and vaccines will be the menu of the day, and they will want you to like it, or they will basically want you to die. And that's simply where we're at with this now, Dad.
You know, Austin, in Walmart, and you're not wearing a mask, and you get picked up and body slammed, face planted, I mean face first to the concrete, and it starts off because of a mask and not proper social distancing. Where have we found ourselves? We have found ourselves in the stinking twilight zone. I mean, we have, I mean, this goes right back. This, I mean, guys, from the 60s, there was this TV show called The Twilight Zone, when these strange things would just happen to people, and they're like, what the heck, where am I at? What the heck, what does all this mean? We were in George Orwell's 1984. We've got people now passing H.R. 6666. I mean, like Austin said, couldn't they have at least put a 7 in there somewhere? I mean, does anyone in Congress not realize the importance of 3 6s, and now they throw a 4th one on there? Of course they do. Because the Kabbalists, who believe in all these numbers and numerology and gematria, they're the ones running the show. They want to put 6s out there like that. They want to go ahead and really force the energy fields associated with these numbers, they believe, to force this into fruition and create this field of energy to create this reality. So they
like
do things.
6 feet.
That's right, like 6 feet apart. And then you go to Walmart, you got the Lexus, little 6 feet apart. You're like, everybody's sitting there looking at each other like, what the heck? And if you step into someone else's space, you're encroaching on me. Call security. And you're like, meh, meh, meh. Buzzers are going off. Lights are shining on you. Security runs over to you, handcuffs you, and body slams you. Is that what happened to the lady who just got body slammed? I don't know. I wasn't there. Now we have this people in Georgia, this innocent black guy, supposedly, is running through the neighborhood jogging, and they decide to hunt him because they'd seen a person who looked like him on a video camera who had robbed somebody. And they ended up killing him and shooting him. Now they're under arrest for murder. You know, guys, this is the problem with vigilante justice. You know, right? This is the problem, okay? This is the problem that happened to us at Disney World. Let me just make this a little bit lighter of a story right quick. We're at Disney World. We're on the ride Soarin'. This is one of the last times I ever went to Epcot or Disney. And we're on this ride. It's like a hang glider. And I've told this story before, and for the new listeners, I'm going to tell part of it again. So there's like 7 of us in the family. We're all there. And there's like, it holds 12 seats across the ride. There's like 5 ladies from, I think it was Virginia or someplace, and they basically thought we were having too much fun because we were laughing on the ride, having a blast. I was there with my whole family. We come off the ride. This little Jezebel walks up to me. I guess she hadn't had her medications that day. Says, "You need to follow me." And she's about 23 years old, and I said, "What for?" She goes, "I'm going to have you thrown out of the park. You were laughing on the ride." And my response was, "Who are you?" And she said, "Oh, I'm just somebody just attending. I don't work for Disney. I'm just here. I'm another attendee. I'm going to have you basically thrown out because you were laughing." I mean, we weren't being obnoxious. We weren't using any bad language. We don't do stuff like that. And Sharon was laughing more probably than any of us. I was kind of just sitting there, just enjoying the ride. And the kids were all with us. Of course, they were laughing and giggling. And this Jezebel from the pit of H.E. Double Sticks, who hadn't had her meds that day, decided that she was going to tell me what I had to do. It ends up with the police being dispatched. I mean, unbelievable. Of course, everything got shut. Everything was, 2 hours later, everything was over with. Nothing happened. Nobody got arrested. But, I mean, it escalated to that. So now we have these 2 white guys hunting a black guy, ends up shooting the black guy who's jogging, and now this is all national news again. Why are they doing this? Why are they pushing this? We get 2 nutbag Georgians who basically hang over from the KKK, I guess, and they decide to shoot this black kid. Why is this being pushed to national prominence again, like Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman? Not that it's not an important story, but why is it being pushed out there? Well, because they want to create hatred among races. This is the goal of this agenda, 2030, 2050. This is the agenda of the Rothschild. This is the agenda of the Kabbalists. You got to always remember, you got to go. It's like that show I did Friday a week ago. You got to listen to that show, but a week ago from yesterday, today. You got to listen to it. And I laid it all out in detail on who runs the planet. I'm not going to do that again. Go listen to the archives. But this is the group that runs the world. And this is what they wanted. They want you to hate me to hate you to hate everybody, everybody to hate you. And that way they can create as much division. They want everybody to be hungry, like they're in the Hunger Games. They want to break us down into the districts. They want to decide who lives and who dies by how much food they get. This is what the chemtrails have been all about. That and a whole bunch of other stuff with the nanotechnology and also with the over-the-ground radar systems and increasing the ability of 5G to be unbelievably deadly. All of this stuff is being done to you right now as you speak. It's what's funny is I had a friend of mine I've known for many years, 20 years, and he contacted me today. He goes, man, this is happening, man. This is real. I said, this is what you've been telling me for 20 for years. I said, yeah, I know. And it's not because, like, I'm that smart. I mean, gosh, you know, God gifted me. I've got real good reading skills. And I got good retention. But the reality is that, you know, if anybody just does the research that I'm telling you to do to verify or to prove I'm wrong, you're going to find out that I'm going to be on the same page with you pretty doggone quick. Now, that whole thing with the Kabbalah, that was one of those things that I had to really dig into. But, you know, think about it for a second. This tree that this serpent is in with this Kabbalah has a big crown on top of it. And the coronavirus is basically a crown virus. That's why they call it corona. And so all of this is being tied together now with this HR 6666. All is being tied together with all these other agendas. I mean, think through this with me. And then you think, well, this is ridiculous with the Rothschilds doing all that. Well, yeah. Because you got to remember, the Rothschilds were Sabbatean Kabbalists from Sabbatean Zevi from 1666, who 100 years later with Jacob Frank picked up this whole Kabbalah, satanic stuff, and brought the Rothschild banking cartel into it in the 1700s. And they're the ones who forced the formation of Israel through the Balfour Declaration, because Israel had already been written out of prophecy. But the Bible knew that Israel would come back. But we see how it's come back now, so that the third temple would be rebuilt and the man of perdition would come out, because it tells us that in the book of Thessalonians. So all of this stuff God knew was going to happen. None of this takes him by surprise, because he knew what these clowns were going to do. Of course, they're not clowns. These are very sick, twisted individuals. This is an article for Fox News. And because it's from Fox News, some people actually listen to it now. But, like, again, Health Masters website, news site, is one of the only ones who picked this story up and posted it on our website. Look on your alt news sites. I'm going to say this again. The second time, I'm being redundant on purpose. Go to the sites that you get your news stories from. See if they posted Judy Mikovits on that and talked about what they're doing to her. Okay? That's number one. And number two, see if they posted this site. Israel threatens to shut down new TV channel for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Fox News. Whoa, did Ted just say that? Yep. Reading from the story. Israel is reporting threatening to remove God TV channel just 1 week after its launch, claiming it's proselytizing. The Christian network that broadcasts in at least 200 countries responded in a statement saying, if we were doing something sneaky, we would not have announced it to the world. God TV began airing the 24/7 Hebrew channel Shiluna TV channel last week on Israel's hot cable network as part of the 7-year license from the Israeli Communications Ministry, the Times of Israel reports. Today, we have made history for the first time ever. A messianic television channel has been broadcasting the gospel across Israel in the Hebrew language, God TV said in a statement on April 29th. She, La Luna, translates to hours in Hebrews, and we want every person in Israel to know not a foreign Messiah, but a Jewish one. His name is Yeshua, and he has not forgotten his people, it continued. But on Tuesday, listen, Israeli Communications Minister David Ansalam said in a statement he was not aware that a license was granted to God TV, adding he will not allow any missionary channel to operate in Israel at no time and under no circumstances. The decision to allow the channel's contact was an oversight, said Ansalam, who requested a thorough investigation of the issue by the Cable and Satellite Broadcasting Council. If indeed this channel does missionary work, it will be removed immediately. Wow. The article goes on to say, from Fox News, proselytizing to anyone under the 18 years of age without parental consent is against the law in Israel and is punishable by imprisonment, according to Israel newspaper. In the terms of the license issued to Shalanu, prohibit missionary programming. More than 700,000 Israeli households subscribe to the channel. So here we have it. You go to Israel and you talk to somebody about Jesus Christ, they will beat you and throw you to the ground, put you in handcuffs, and arrest you while their representatives are running AIPAC and while their rabbis are coming into your churches and asking you to give them money to rebuild a third temple, which is blasphemy to God, because Jesus Christ died once and for all for us, and no further sacrifice is needed, because he's an omnipresent being. Think through what I'm saying to you guys. Who else is going to post this on their website? Healthmasters did. Who else? Look on the websites today. All of the ones that post alt news articles. Find out if Judy Mikovits is on there, and find out if this article from Fox is on there. And if they're not, you may have to ask a question. Who's controlling these alt websites? Who's paying the bills? I went to most of the alt websites. Couldn't find any of this. Why? I don't know. You can call them up and ask them. I can't say they're compromised. Maybe they don't want the fight. Maybe it's just easier to call these people globalists instead of Kabbalists. Maybe that's just easier. Maybe it's easier to pretend like Jack Parsons' laboratory wasn't doing sex magic rituals and Babylonian sex magic to bring up demons and open up portals. Let's pretend like that never happened. Boy, I wish it did never happen. How he worked with a good friend who's good friends with Aleister Crowley. We can talk about that too. I mean, all of this stuff, guys, is just facts and history. The problem is they rewrite the history books. And the reason they haven't shut the internet down is because they know that human beings who are now trapped at home have to be entertained. And they've allowed their porn channels to stay up. Oh, gosh, can you believe that's that bad in the United States? Because the masses, if they are at home with their families and they no longer have internet and they can't watch their porn, they're going to go nuts. And they're going to start rioting in the streets over not having porn. You think, come on, Ted, to stop that. It's that bad. That's the only reason the internet ever made it was because of porn sites. And see, we need to understand that. When people don't have Jesus Christ, they have this giant void in them. And they're constantly looking for dopamine triggers and trying to figure out how to make the bad things better or take their minds off what's going on. That's why they go to the internet. That's why they go to porn. Me, I go to alternative news sites and I read all the time when I'm sitting at home because it's part of what I do with the show. But guys, we need to understand who's running the planets. These Kabbalists are the ones, the Rothschild boys are again the ones that funded the porn industry. Look it up. And this is the thing that they're doing to us. They've conditioned us like Pavlovian animals to do what they want us to do whenever they want us to do it. Guys, it's enough. It's time to say good nook on this and stop it. Why can't we ask the question? Why can't we talk to people about Jesus Christ in Israel without being arrested? Why are they allowed to come over here and ask for money from our churches and their rabbis? They're not even saved and telling us to support them with their temple fund. Why does Israel get $40 to $60 billion on all these different things we give them on an ongoing basis just because we want to support them? And why do we have 40 to 60 congressional leaders and congressmen in Congress, depending on what numbers you look at, who are dual Israeli citizens making our laws? Why is Tel Aviv the number one homosexual destination in the world, and they had the last gay parade they had there at 250,000 people, and they have brothels to have sex with pretty much anything that you want to have sex with, including animals? Why is that? And nobody talks about it. Well, because the Scofield Bible has been disseminated into all of our schools and our learning, and we believe that this stuff is so important that no matter what Israel does, because they figure it's the end of prophecy and Revelation with dispensationalism, which I am not a dispensationalist, that we believe now that we can't say anything, and even if they start World War III and destroy the entire planet, we can't talk about them. That's how persuasive the anti-Semitism's assaults and accusations have been. And now they're being told, we're told that coronavirus, if we talk about the Chinese coronavirus or whatever, that it's basically hate speech and report that and any other anti-Semitism. I should just read the article. What does anti-Semitism have to do with coronavirus? What the heck? And this is where we find ourselves. And here, I'm going to quantify what I just said and qualify one more time. Not all Jews are like this. They're not. We can't do that. But all the Kabbalist ones are. Period. They're all racist individuals that are looking for a doggone apocalyptic ending to the world with the Antichrist that they're trying to bring in from the third temple, who pierces himself with the spear of destiny and who basically walks out and declares himself God. These are these clowns who worship ISIL. These are the ones that are running the whole show because they control the money supply. I talked about it, but not in this depth last Friday. You gotta know who's doing this doggone. You gotta know who's pulling the strings, guys. You gotta look behind the curtain. You gotta do it, guys. And this show is one of the only shows that pulls the curtain back and says, oh, it's these guys again. It's the Kabbalists. It's the Luciferians. It's the Satanists. Now, remember also, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Kabbalist. In fact, I'm venturing to say that most Kabbalists don't even practice real Judaism at all. They practice Kabbalah, even if they were born as a Jew. And I will also say there are a lot of people out there like Hillary Clinton and a bunch of other whack bags that are probably Kabbalists also. This is the we clump it all under Satanism, okay? But it all goes back to the snake in a tree thing. And we don't want to talk about it and about its roots being in the Zohar. We don't want to talk about any of that stuff because we've been labeled as, oh my gosh, you can't say that because that's not right because it's anti-Semitic. No, it's not. Is it wrong to call out a Satanist? Tex Mars was on the show one time with Joyce Riley, and I interviewed him. And all he was doing was Jew. It was ridiculous. And finally I said to Tex, I said, Tex, you got to stop this. It's not this. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton aren't Jewish. George Bush isn't Jewish. George Sr. isn't Jewish. I said, these people are all part of this network. I said, it's basically the satanic people, the Satanists that are doing all of this stuff. You can't clump them under one group. Well, he started arguing with me. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to let that go. Guys, by the way, I had the deepest respect for Tim, for Tex Mars. I mean, he was a great guy, brilliant man. But he lost the perspective on this. We've got to see it for what it is. It's the Canaanite Babylonian religion. It's the stuff that came out of Egypt, all right? Way before Judaism ever got started. It's that same group of people now that have used the Zohar to take all of these ancient religions, put them together, and to practice Kabbalah, primarily through the Shabbat centers in the United States, including Jared and Ivanka Kushner, who she converted and basically renounced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and renounced the virgin birth and everything. That's Ivanka. That's who we have in the White House who has Trump's ear. So, guys, don't cut these guys in leadership any slack. If they don't do what's right, you got to call them out. You can't pretend like it's okay. Like Austin said, we're still getting these letters about these guys that are doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. And right before they come in with the needle and put it in your arm, Trump's going to yell, arrest them all! 175,000 are going to jail right now. Wait a minute. How's that going to get disseminated down to the local police officers and the local paramedics or whoever the local people are that are walking house to house with needles in their hands? How do you stop it at that point? This isn't okay. If we don't call out these Luciferians for who and what they are and what they practice and what they believe, how are we supposed to stop this stuff? If you don't pull the root up from the weed just comes right back. We as Christians had authority on this planet for close to 2,000 years with Christ. And we basically ran the whole planet. We were the predominant religion and the predominant faith and the predominant culture on the world. You know, that went on for thousands of years. After the Dark Ages, it really started flourishing through Europe. But then the church got corrupt. The church got wrapped up in money with the Catholics. The church started selling indulgences, which are basically get-out-of-hell-free cards. And you give enough money, they'll get your family out of hell and your grandfather out of hell and your daddy out of hell and your mommy out of hell and ridiculous crap they were doing. And then Martin Luther called them out and said, enough. And we had the Renaissance, the rebirth, the awakening, and basically, you know, Calvin and Luther, they pushed the Protestant religion in and basically said, you can't be doing this. You have to teach people to read the Bible. And so then we had 300 years of basically flourishing. And then Darwin came in back in the 1800s, and he started pushing this whole thing again through the Kabbalah about how we came from monkeys and all this crazy stuff he came up with, which he, by the way, renounced before he died. And then all of this stuff went into basically this, how should I say it, this group of people who became Planned Parenthood, who practiced eugenics and wanted the undesirables not to reproduce. Yeah, and it all started in the United States, by the way, out in California. And, of course, that's the whole thing with the eugenics protocol. You know, why don't we look, instead of saying to Americans, look, you can't have babies, which is coming, or the Europeans who aren't even self-populating, nor the Americans without immigration, why don't we go to the third world countries that are producing 100 million people per year and give them some education and say, hey, look, just maybe you need to get a vasectomy. Yeah, think about it that way. Just maybe you need to get your tubes tied. You may not need to have 10 or 12 children. That might be a good idea. Why don't we do that instead of trying to kill the entire population of the planet with viral loads? Why don't we do that? Why don't we spend some of these trillions of dollars that we're giving away to major corporations to teach the third world countries how not to reproduce indiscriminately like they're a bunch of animals? Why don't we do that? But no, we don't want to do that, do we? We just want to basically go ahead and censor everybody else who's trying to tell the truth and make trillions of dollars on virus remedies and vaccines. My favorite is Savage the other day on Monday when he said, I will not take an unproven rushed coronavirus. Not only will it be dangerous, it will be deadly. And he said, I'd rather go out and join a militia. Guys, is that what we're coming to? Is that what they're pushing us to do? To go out and join the militia? What a mess. Guys, we got to pray. Let's pray right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, I implore you, in the name of Jesus, to wake people up, to wake up the patriots, to wake up the saints, to make people realize that we don't have to put up with this, that we're bought at a price, and we serve the Most High. We serve the Great I Am. And as Christians, we have incredible power and authority, and we can stop any of this stuff immediately if we'll stop fighting among ourselves and we'll work and pray in aggregate. I love you, Lord. Please help people to wake up and to see the truth. I ask that your Holy Spirit comes on them and they see that this isn't okay. These mega pastors, these mega churches, let them see what's really going on. Let them start speaking out against us. Let us have another great revival, another renaissance in this country, Lord, that allow us to be that generation that basically brought us back from the brink. I love you, Lord. I thank you for this. In Jesus' name I pray. Guys, I love you. It's my privilege to pray for you this morning. My privilege to pray with you right now on the air. Guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters and supporting this show. Thank you for sending it out to your friends. You guys are absolutely wonderful. Finish it up awesome, and I'll talk to you guys. Have a great weekend. Also, be on with Hagler tonight. God bless.
Yes, guys, I got some more info that's coming out now, especially with gun laws that are starting to be trying to be pushed through, and also gun lawsuits, one particular in Nevada that's very troubling. It goes back into the bump fire issue that I told you guys 2 years ago when Trump, you know, basically told Attorney General Jeff Sessions to ban bump fire stocks, and the ATF retroactively changed the law and amended it from 1934, that was going to open up a whole wormhole of problems if they did that, and they did. And now we're starting to see that in the judicial system. So I'm going to talk about that on the Hagman Show tonight. Again, thank you for the continued support of HealthMasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Chewable. Very popular product. Great for kids, adults, alike, anybody. Heck, I've even given them my dogs before. They taste good. They're really, really high nutrient density, the Ultimate Multiple, basically in a chewable form. And that's great for people that don't want to have to swallow pills or even use the powder if they just like to basically chew on something that, you know, has a great flavor too. So be sure to check that out on sale for 10% off right now on the website at healthmasters.com. And I just encourage everybody, continue to keep your immune system strong. I mean, we're seeing all these articles from all across the globe talking about immunity passports and all these restrictions. Guys, the only way to stand up against this is to be smart, mentally acute,
keep up a fight and keep the information flowing if we're all running around sick and exhausted and on 20 medications? It doesn't work that way. Never has, never will. You have to be a strong, resilient group. That's why, I mean, back in the olden days, they used to always have the militia groups, or even before that, all the way going back to the Spartans, the groups always trained. They stayed in remarkable physical conditioning. They lived it and breathed it. That's what we have to start getting into right now. There's no option anymore. There's no, oh, well, we're going to wait. You know, I'm going to change my diet one day. No, guys, that day is today if you haven't already done so. Get your immune system strong. I already told you guys how vitamin D works. We've explained it for years. Now they're publishing articles from doctors talking about it. Vitamin D is crucial. You know, in a couple weeks, I'm going out to the beach. Even in the shutdown, I'm still going out there. I don't live near the beach, but I want to go to the beach just because I feel like going to the beach. I always love going to the beach. It's healthy, energizes me. It's great for the skin. It's fantastic. And so, I mean, people have to understand that if we don't start pushing it and we don't start doing what our God-given rights allow us to do, remember, slaves ask permission. Slaves ask if they can do something. Free men don't have to ask for permission for anything to exercise their God-given rights. Remember that. So thank you again for the support. Healthmasters.com. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win next week on Product of the Week. Lots of different specials on, as always. And, of course, the Ultimate Multiple Chewable on sale. Also, too, we have the vitamin C powder. I told you guys that the other day. We finally got a new, fresh batch of that in for people that like the vitamin C and want to do micro doses of it all day. You can do it with the capsules as well, but the powder is great because you can actually mix it in with drinks, with water, with protein shakes, and you can add in a small amount of vitamin C throughout the entire day and really keep your blood levels of vitamin C high, elevated throughout the day. So thank you for the support. If you need anything, please call us or email us, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the Hagman Show tonight, and I'll talk to you guys again on this show Monday, as always.